Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Alicia McFarlane. The Prime Minister has hit back at the opposition for criticising his response to the CFMEU. Labor has now cut ties with the union and banned political donations amid allegations of criminal activity. Opposition leader Peter Dutton doesn't think they've gone far enough, but Anthony Albanese disagrees.
What we want to do is make sure that any corrupt officials are removed. That is the strong action that's required, not the nonsense that Peter Dutton has gone on with.
The Transport Safety Investigator has issued its final report on last year's fatal plane crash over Port Phillip Bay. A light aircraft collided mid-air with another jet in November, killing a pilot and passenger. The ATSB found the collision manoeuvre wasn't specifically briefed before the flight. A brutal stabbing last week has led to the arrest of 11 people across Victoria and New South Wales. A 31-year-old man was stabbed multiple times in Albury last Monday. He's still recovering in hospital. A slight uptick in Australia's unemployment rate, the June figure coming in at 4.1% compared to 4% in May. In the US, J.D. Vance has taken centre stage at the Republican National Conference.
I stand here humbled and I'm overwhelmed with gratitude to say I officially accept your nomination to be Vice President of the United States of America.
The senator echoing Donald Trump's calls for unity. Victoria has been declared the worst state for retail crime in the country. In second place is New South Wales, then WA. In sport, success for Brisbane with the AFL Appeals Board throwing out Charlie Cameron's rough conduct three-match ban. It means he's free to play for the Lions this weekend. And St Kilda has shown faith in veteran defender Brad Hill, signing him on a three-year contract extension. Coach Ross Lyon insists the 31-year-old's fitness isn't a concern.
And he says to me, I can play the next day. That's it. He goes, I never pull up sore. He goes, I'm ready to go the next day. So he works really hard, but he loves to run.